what's happened here right now.
The first down marker is at Lakers' 27-yard line. Cass City stands at their own 37-yard line. You can do the math at home because I'm drawing a blank right now. We're going to say 35 yards, 2:55 left in the first. No score yet. And it's going to be a handoff right at the middle. He's still running. That's number 11, Drew Loomis, the senior fullback, back to what was the original line of scrimmage on this drive at the 48-yard line of Cass City. And now it brings up a third down and 25 yards to go.
Brandon Wuschlager with the tackle.
Early running from the sideline. The junior quarterback saw some varsity action last year before being injured, and they sent him back down to JV to complete the season. 2:20 here, left in the first. No score. Lakers' first drive stalled out at the Cass City 4-yard line. Here's Cass City with the ball, facing a third and 25. Erla Rose was left, looking to pass to the right. He lets
He's
it fly. He's
receiver.
A man open, and it's
He's
in.
Wide open.
It is caught.
Touchdown,
Cass City. Number 10, Jack Stern, the senior, brings in the pass from Mason Erla. A beautiful 52-yard completion for Mason Erla to Jack Stern. Cass City strikes first. It's 6-0 Red Hawks.
And it happened when Lakers had the football. It happened again, Clark. I just don't understand it. Brady Post, Brennan Wisner in defensive coverage in the backfield. You got third and a half a mile to go, and you let the wide receiver get behind you, and it's an easy throw and catch, and right on the number in stride from Mason Erla. Perfect pass, perfect catch, and a touchdown, Cass City, on what was a wild penalty-filled drive.
9 plays, 3 minutes and 33 seconds, 96 yards. Erla looking for the two-point conversion, and this one's incomplete, tipped by a Laker defender. And when in doubt, just say Brennan Wisner. He had the tip on that. 2-point conversion, no good. It's 6-0 Cass City, leading Lakers with 2 minutes left in the first quarter on the WLW Sports Network.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Cass City strikes first, 6-0 over the Lakers with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. 9 plays, 96 yards, 3 minutes and 33 seconds off the clock, and Cass City's on the board first after we've seen some crazy drives so far.
And that one ranks right up there, 96 yards to go. A ton of penalties on that drive by both teams. We saw as long as 3rd and 35 at one point. Cass City overcomes, still gets the first down, and ends up scoring a touchdown on a great drive.
Sam Boos with the boot here. Comes in at the 21-yard line. Brought in by Brennan Wisner. He's out right through the gap. He's up to the 45-yard line, still on his feet, and is finally brought down right at midfield at the 50. A 29-yard return for Brennan Wisner gives a 50-yard field to work with for the Lakers, trying to get on the board for the first time, trailing Cass City 6-0. First and 10, Lakers.
And Cass City's tackler there was their own freshman, number 3, Nick Perry.
First and 10 for the green and white, moving left to right across your radio. Black pants, white jerseys, green numbers and lettering. Flat green paint on the helmets with silver face masks. Number 11, Brennan Wisner, your quarterback now, might have some trouble here with their starting quarterback, Dustin Cady. This one's a handoff to number 20, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, the senior running back. He gets out to the 45-yard line. Cass City claims there's a fumble on the end of the play. There's a flag at the 48-yard line. The line of scrimmage was at the 40, or the 50.
Tackler there, number 85, Parker Hare.
It's a hold against Lakers, so that will be 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which is at the 48. So this will push them back to the 42-yard line in their own territory for Lakers. First down markers at the Cass City 40, 18 yards to go for a first down on first down with a minute 42 left in the first half, or wait, first quarter.
Testing your math skills already, are they, Clark?
I'm all over the place. Lakers sending a man wide to the right. That's number 18, Brandon Wischlager. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle to number 21, Terrence Dubes. He gets out for 5 yards out to the 47-yard line before being brought down by the maroon jersey. Now second down and 13 to go.
That maroon jersey was number 55, Sam Boots.
Minute 15 left in the first quarter. Cass City leads 6-0 over Lakers. After Lakers' first drive stalled out at the Cass City 4-yard line, couldn't complete it on fourth down. Cass City marched down the entire field for 96 yards, actually about 150 after all the penalties. And Cass City strikes first, 6-0. Receiver wide to the left, Wisner hands this off to Mauricio Diaz-Reyes. He's out, nearly has the first down, dragged down by a foot at the 42-yard line by Cass City. Shy of, they're going to actually say his knee went down at the 43-yard line, shy of the first down by 3 yards.
Tackler there, the senior Josh Daniels.
10-yard gain for Diaz-Reyes on that one. Third down, 3 to go in between the hash marks, left to right across your radio at Cass City's 43-yard line. Receiver wide to the right. Wisner, the freshman quarterback now, and we have a flag flies from the far sideline. Going to be more than likely a false start against the Lakers. And it is a false start against Lakers. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty. It's going from a third and manageable now to a third and 8. As it appears, we have a down player on the Lakers sideline. That would be starting quarterback number 4, Dustin Cady, the quarterback and linebacker, key player for this Lakers squad. He has not come back in the game after he called his own timeout.
Right, and that was on the first series at the beginning of the game. So far, not missing a beat right now, but you know Dustin Cady, throughout the stretch of this game, offensively and defensively, would make a big impact.
And we have reached the end of the first quarter with a score of Cass City 6, Lakers nothing on the WLW Sports Network.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Looking for a great deal on a 2014 closeout sale on Dodge Grand Caravans? We got them from just $19,995 and a great selection of 2014 Town and Country vans, too. We also have a 2014 Chrysler 300 that lists for over $31,500. And with Chrysler employee discount, get it for only $22,987. Plus fees. With low lease payments on nearly every model and great rebates on the 2014s, come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Six nothing. Cass City leads Lakers after one quarter in the books. You're tuned to WLAW Sports. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Kayla Carson, Mackenzie Price with your call tonight. In a beautiful fall evening here in Cass City, Michigan. And they have the lead 6-0 over the visiting Elkton Pigeon Boyport Lakers.
They sure do, and they scored that on a beautiful touchdown pass from Mason Erla. Right on the number on a third and long. Got behind the defense and hit him right in stride.
12 minutes are on the clock in the second quarter. Lakers now going right to left across your radio in Cass City territory at their 49-yard line. Wisner looking to pass, rolling to his right, lets this one fly down to the 20-yard line and overthrows Diaz-Reyes by about 2 yards, and he was free on that one. It would have been a score, but hey, look what folks is on the field. We got a flag.
I would have never guessed, Clark, another flag on the field.
At the line of scrimmage, this one. It's going to be a hold against the Lakers, so don't even look at that last play.
Penalty would be declined.
They're declining it, and now it's going to be a fourth down. 8 yards to go. First down marker is at the Cass City 40-yard line, and Lakers more than likely going to have to punt this one away.
I tell you what, that was a pretty good-looking pass there on the side of Lakers, especially in a backup quarterback thrown into that situation. Just a hair overthrown, but Mauricio Diaz-Reyes got behind the secondary and was open for a chance for another yet big play in this game.
Lakers brings out the punt team. Number 21, Terrence Tubes, the running back, linebacker,